the art of meditation practice is that we give our minds something to do, and if we do that skillfully, it leads us to the experience of spacious mind, of a great, vast, deep silence. What I propose now is that we work with a mantra. The word mantra is a Sanskrit word, and mantra practice is an ancient practice. Mantras are words or phrases that have symbolic and psychological meaning that are invocative of deeper levels of consciousness and support the exploration into the fullness of consciousness. The mantra that I propose that you work with now is one that I use in my work everywhere with everyone. It's very simple. It's the expression, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. It's a simple statement. It can evoke feeling, or if simply stated as a sound, it is benign. It doesn't evoke anything difficult or challenging. But it's the way in which we use the mantra that can have real value. So make yourself comfortable and prepare to do an interesting exploration. In order for this to be effective, I have to pause and let you practice inside yourself. So there will be periods of time where you won't hear me, silence, and there won't be anything wrong with your recording. So just continue the work inside of yourself until I speak again in order to redirect the practice in a particular way. So begin now by speaking the words, thank you, I'm so grateful, out loud. Thank you, I'm so grateful. Gradually let the volume become softer and softer. Thank you, I'm so grateful. Let it become a whisper. Now let the verbalized mantra stop and become only a thought in your mind. Thank you, I'm so grateful. Let it repeat at whatever speed is natural to you, over and over again in your mind. Relax your mouth and throat so that you're not subconsciously verbalizing, or silently verbalizing. The mantra is just a thought. Thank you, I'm so grateful. Now let the mantra get louder inside your mind, as if you were shouting it. Let it fill up the whole space of your mind and narrow the gap so that as you finish the thank you, I'm so grateful, immediately you start again, thank you, I'm so grateful, loud. The mantra now is completely in the foreground, filling the space of your mind. There's no room for any other thought. If you can visualize the mantra, imagine that it's written on a billboard and you're standing right in front of the billboard, and it's as if you were in the front row of the movie theater. The screen, the billboard, is taking up the whole space of your mind. Thank you, I'm so grateful. Now let the mantra recede. Let it become softer. It's as if you're looking at the billboard, but the billboard's now 50 or 75 yards away. Sense how the mantra's quieter and there's more space around it in your mind. Now gradually let the mantra get louder. Let the billboard come forward until, as before, the mantra is almost shouted and it's filling the whole space of your mind. There's no room for any other thought. Once again, let the mantra recede and get quieter. It's as if now you're near the back of the movie theater. Or if you see the mantra on a billboard, it's out in the field, 150 yards away. Much, much quieter than before, much smaller. Sense how much spaciousness there is in your mind, and the mantra quiet in the midst of the spaciousness. Now let it get even quieter, till it's just a whisper, till it's so far away you can just barely make out the words, as if the billboard were now 300 yards away. Now gradually bring it closer and louder. Louder still. Bring it up almost to full volume, not quite as loud as before, but almost to full volume, inside your mind, your mouth soft, your tongue relaxed. And now let it recede again, back to mid-range, quieter. Now far, far away, very, very quiet. Let the mantra become a very, very quiet whisper, as if it's all the way almost at the edge of the horizon. That far away, that quiet in your mind, yet still distinct, very, very quiet, but distinct. Thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. Now let the mantra fall, let it go over the horizon. You can't see it. It's no longer audible. You can't hear it. But you know that it's continuing. Now the mind is fully spacious. You're listening for sound you can't hear, for thought you can't see or hear, but you know it's there. If any thoughts come, if your mind starts to be hijacked into past or future, me or you, bring the mantra back from over the horizon and bring it closer and closer and louder until it displaces those thoughts. And the energy of the thoughts that started to hijack you away from the present moment, away from the spaciousness of mind, those thoughts lose their energy and it's just the mantra. When you feel your mind spacious and quiet again, let the mantra go over the horizon. We do have choice about what is playing in our mind. When the steady stream of thoughts takes over and we selectively identify with some and they become our me stories or past stories, they become the psychology of our egoic world with the suffering that inevitably follows. If you want, you can place something in your mind, consciously chosen like this mantra, and use it as we've just played with it until there's space, calm, stillness in your being.